Thank you for calling XPO. This is Cheryl. How can I help you?
Yes, I was supposed to have somebody come out and do a measurement this afternoon, and they still haven't shown up.
Is the phone number on the order 818-219-6982?
Correct.
Please hold, waiting for that account to load. Our system is going a little slow. Please hold. Okay. Can you verify your first and last name and the address as well?
Patty Yamano. The address, 2067 Cotton Valley Street, Henderson, Nevada, 89052.
Okay. It's showing that they've already put an escalation on the order as well regarding when it's come out to your home. And they've already sent over an email to the service provider as well, and no one has responded back to that email.
So as far as you know, somebody's still coming?
The order shows it was never routed.
Call them?
The order was never routed.
No,
they
no,
have
no, no,
scheduled.
No. You
I'm
can't
just going off
me.
Of what I see on the order,
to,
ma'am. I'm not the delivery guy. We're the customer
you
service department.
You were supposed
department.
To be out here last Friday. They were supposed to be here last Friday, and I waited all day. Today I waited all day for them, and you're telling me that they haven't. You said it wasn't routed?
It doesn't have a service provider attached to it. There's no driver attached to the order. The only thing they have you scheduled for today, but there's no driver assigned to the order.
No, I called 2 hours ago. And he
I'm
said,
not
yes, somebody will be out
sure.
between.
I'm not sure if
And the
they were just
gentleman that I
telling you
talked to.
that, or I'm not sure why they didn't tell you the information as well that I'm showing on the order.
Okay, so you're telling me that it was scheduled, but nobody was assigned to come here.
That is correct.
I don't understand how you could do that, not you personally, but how the company could do that 2 days in a row. And you're saying that there was a urgent, what did you call it, escalation on it? And
yes.
Still nobody did anything about it?
On the notes on the order, there's no notes from XPO on the order. These notes are showing that they're from Home Depot, so I'm not sure if they're coordinating with each other or not, but it's not showing XPO scheduled the order. It looks like Home Depot keeps scheduling you, and it's not getting routed.
But I just called you, like yesterday I called you, and you said somebody would be out, not you personally. I called XPO yesterday. They said somebody would be out here between 12 and 4. I called at 2 o'clock because nobody had come, and the guy said, yes, somebody will be here. Now, is there somebody else I can talk to where you are, like a supervisor?
No, ma'am. I'm the floor supervisor. There's no one else here in this department that you can speak with regarding the order.
Is there anybody I can ask if somebody's coming?
I don't have a service provider attached to the order, so I'm not sure who to call. I don't know who's assigned to your order.
Okay, so you're saying that nobody was assigned to my order, or you're saying that you don't know if anybody was assigned to my order?
It was never assigned to anyone. It was never routed. There's no driver attached. The only thing it's showing that you're scheduled for today, but there's no time frame, no driver attached, and it was never routed out to a driver as well.
Then why did the gentleman that I talked to at 2 o'clock say that it would be done?
I'm not sure of that. They could be in a different customer service department. It looks like you spoke with the Brandon. We don't have a Brandon Irby in this department.
Okay, now what do I do?
I would try
this
to reach out to Home Depot as well to let them know if they can reassign your order to someone else. I'm not sure what's going on with the order. No, I say reassign it to someone else.
Okay. So I spent another day at home for nothing, right?
I'm just not sure why the previous reps were not telling you this information. So that way.
The 22nd you were supposed to come out, the 29th you were supposed to come out. Well, you were really supposed to come out yesterday, but they changed that. So, okay. My husband and I he had bets. He wins. You guys aren't showing. And you're with XPO, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You're the supervisor, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you report this to your owner or whoever that this is the second time and you have on there that it was expedited or it was a urgent order and you still didn't assign it to anybody?
The only thing I can do is notate the order because we don't have control over the service providers. We're the customer service department for them. So I can leave these notes on the order, but I don't know who to actually send it to in that department or what service providers to send the order to.
Send it to everybody, you know?
I don't have
ridiculous.
A list of everyone, ma'am. We don't have the information.
But you have somebody that you have a contact with.
Only time we're able to send that over if this we have the service provider attached to an order, then we know who to send the order to. But other than that, we don't have a list, just a generic list for ourselves.
Okay, so you're telling me I have no recourse with you?
They've put an escalation on the order, whoever Brandon Irby is. I'm not sure what department he works in. It looks like he's tried to reach out to someone, but I don't know who that is because he's not in this customer service department where I am.
Brandon Irby, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said that it's an expedited order?
They put an escalation on the order regarding, it says customer.
Escalation.
Due to no show and reschedule.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling XPO.